Things I learned from photography. From an early age, I was enthralled with the natural world, the out of doors being my realm for exploration and imagination. When I wasn't in school, I was creating miniature worlds in the sandbox, climbing trees, jumping in piles of crunchy leaves, or building snow forts. Idyllic summers were spent at a cottage on the shores of Georgian Bay, Ontario, where I was free to explore the beach, the forest, the farmland, to my heart's content. As long as I showed up for supper, Mother didn't worry about me. I also developed a reverence for nature through many family outings with the Naturalist Club for bird watching, flower identification, and rock hounding. Oh boy, those were the days. As a consequence of my delight in the beauties of nature, I had a desire to capture what I saw in a picture. I tried drawing and painting, but not having natural talent sufficient to the challenge, I gave up on that idea. The desire, however, never went away. And it wasn't until my children were independent that I actually picked up a camera for a purpose different than recording family events, such as Christmas, birthdays, camping trips, Christmas, more, you know. The first thing I discovered was how little I knew. Point and shoot. That describes my technical skills in photography up till then. I took some night school classes at the local college, and it helped to fill up that void. I learned the basics of the art of composition and the practical how-to of aperture, shutter speed, exposure, focus, and so on. And lo and behold, my photographs took on a whole new look that I could be proud of. Wow. Although it was not that long ago, those were the days just on the cusp of the digital revolution. Having just purchased my first SLR, single lens reflex film camera, for a hefty hunk of change, I might add, I wasn't the least bit interested in anything new and different. Digital photography? Mm-mm, no thank you. Not interested. As the saying goes, the only things sure in life are death and taxes. Well, I'd like to amend that to death, taxes, and change. Change can be good, it can be bad, or it can be indifferent, but it's bound to happen. Fortunately, digital photography turned out to be a good thing for me. I fell in love with it once someone placed a digital camera in my hands. It gave me the freedom to experiment with take as many pictures as I wanted without worrying about how many duds I was going to have and how much it was going to cost me to develop those duds in order to find out that they were duds. Oh, dear. I joined a photographic club to nurture and reinforce the things that I had learned in my college course. Perfection is a great goal to aim for, very hard to hit, but essential to try for if you want more than okay or mediocre. Remember, though, the old truism about beauty being in the eye of the beholder. Newbie club members were often encouraged by the old-timers not to be discouraged by a poor competition mark. A score out of 5 out of 10 from one judge may be an 8 out of 10 in front of a different judge. Well, that leads me directly into "To thy own self be true." I do photography to satisfy my own need to be creative. What I think is more important than what the judge thinks. While praise is certainly gratifying, one must remember not to take praise or criticism too seriously. All rules can be broken on occasion with great results. And I have an example here for you. I won a top prize with this picture. It is totally out of focus, totally. And I entitled it Ghost Train, and it impressed the judges. I guess the motto of that is don't forget to have fun while you're doing whatever it is you choose to do. Slow down. That was another thing that I learned from photography. Stop and smell the roses. Life seems to be going by faster and faster. Perhaps some of that is just getting older, because I do remember my parents saying when I was young how fast life seemed to be going by. I think part of it, too, is the leaps and bounds that we've made with technology and how far it's gone forward in our lifetimes. It makes one ask, who's running the show? Is technology my servant, or am I slave to it? I expect we all know people who can't leave the cell phone alone. Photography helps me to slow down, to really look at things, and to see the grandeur and complexity of our world, and to give me pause to wonder about my place in it. Live life in full color. Some folks really are enamored about black and white photography. And I agree, some black and whites can be really striking if they're well done. But on the whole, I prefer color. Vibrant color, subtle color, and everything in between. To me, color is analogous to joy, to experiencing all the good things on offer in life. Dance, sing, plant flowers, lavish love on those close to you, make friends with lots of different people, travel if you are able to, taste different foods, help out where help is needed, just because. In the end, life is memories. Photographs freeze a moment in time that, along with the obvious who, what, where, when, why, may also call forth from your memories the emotion of the occasion. Love, contentment, joy, pride, sorrow, and perhaps physical memories, like the feel of the sun warm on your skin, the fragrance of lilac on the breeze, the song of birds. And so, my dream of being an artist, of capturing beauty, is being fulfilled. But more than this, it has become a reflection of my spiritual journey. Also, as time passes, I want to be able to sit down with my pictures and press replay on my memories and relive the highlights of my life with the clarity boost that a picture provides. Forgive the cliche, a picture is worth a thousand words.